And also, there's another type of tajassus or spying that occurs. And that is, you're sitting in the masjid or at a house or something, and you hear two people talking, and you intentionally, stay put and keep listening. And you hope maybe you'll get some information. Maybe you'll get some juicy details of what's going on. This is a type of tajassus or spying that is prohibited. Now, mind you, that we have in our religion etiquettes and manners on how to talk in public and how to talk in private. When you are in public, if you're in any public room, you should not be speaking of private matters, because you should expect that anyone can show up and just join the table, sit on the table, and sit with you guys, okay, and enter the conversation. Now, if you all get silent as soon as someone walks in, have you ever had that experience? You're sitting with a group of guys, okay? You're sitting with a group of guys or what have you, and then all of a sudden someone shows up, or you show up, and then all of a sudden everyone goes silent and it gets really awkward. Well, this is highly, highly discouraged, and it bad manners. And this is even counts as edha. And edha, any hurt feeling of a Muslim, okay, is considered a minor sin. So even if it's that minor, literally. So if you're in public, you should not be engaging in a private conversation. If you want to engage in a private conversation, you have to make it clear that it's private by going somewhere else, far away from people. Because anytime, okay, you have a private conversation in the midst of people in a large group, the large group will naturally think that something's odd is happening, like you're talking about them. Likewise, if there are a group of people that speak a language and not everyone else does, those two people should not talk, should not speak in that language, or else everyone else will think they're talking about them. Okay. Especially if there's three people and two people all of a sudden break out in Urdu. What? I mean, I see this all the time. I'm like, what do you have you no akhlaq at all? Okay. I'm gonna start learning Urdu, okay, in that case. So don't do this. And Arabs do it too. All right. Not like, and everyone does it, right? That you start talking in this in your own language and you're leaving a third person out. And why do we have to say this? Because in America, you get five Muslims, you're gonna have three or four nationalities right there, right? You get four or five Muslims, and you're going to have different nationalities. Even you might get all Americans, but they have their own little cultures, subcultures within being American. And if you're in a small group, you should not, you, we should be cognizant of making anyone feel left out. Okay. Being anyone feel left out. And if we're doing this accidentally, may Allah forgive us.